The New South Wales Independent Casino Commission has announced it will extend the suspension of the casino licence owned by Star Entertainment Group. The company has received a $15 million penalty over four breaches of internal control manuals after a second probe revealed further significant failings. The casino had its licence first suspended 2 years ago and was fined $100 million following an earlier inquiry. Chief Commissioner Philip Crawford says while the Star has started to clean up its act, there are still many questions around its competence and capability, as the company needs time to recruit enough senior staff before going back to business as usual.
If they're on the right pathway, obviously in March we'll be assessing how they're going. If they're not going any very well, we'll take whatever action we think appropriate at the time. But if we need to extend the appointment of the manager for a further couple of months, if that's the right answer, we will have a look at it then.